News Talk 580 WTCM. Good morning. Ron Pritchard in for Crystal Frost on the Crystal Frost Show. And Bonnie Pintozzi is here from the Travel Authority. Good morning, Bonnie. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. It's great to be here on a cold start, rainy, snowy little day.
Yeah, that's why we think about warmer places on days
do,
like this.
We do, and I can't think of a better guest. The timing is perfect. So this morning we have Marianne Hessler. She is the National Account Manager for Royal Caribbean International Cruises. So good morning, Marianne.
Good morning, Bonnie.
You know what? Just hearing the word Caribbean, and you can't even imagine what the weather's been like here lately. Just torrential raining morning, noon, and night for days. And just hearing the word Caribbean, to me, conjures up clear blue waters, warm temperatures, soft sand beaches, the island attitude, everything that I could totally go for right this minute.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. The Caribbean is the place to be right now, that's for sure. You're right. You know, this is the time where the weather starts to take that turn. And there's a lot of people that still haven't made their vacation plans, and it's time to do that.
Well, you know what's great, Marianne, too, and before I forget to do this because we're going to be talking so much, the Travel Authority, we have a great fall promotion going on together. So, you know, right now through November 3rd, just contact any of our Travel Authority locations, formerly Passageways Travel. I know we mention that from time to time. And see if you can take advantage of a great opportunity that's going on with Royal Caribbean. But, you know, people have asked us, and I know they've asked you, and you really have come to the table with everything to help the Caribbean, help the islands and everything like that as a company. We've made those with major hurricanes. Let's talk about an update, because that's a great thing for us to know, and our listeners especially, to know what is happening. What have you all still been doing to really help out with all the relief?
Thank you for asking that question. First of all, you know, Caribbean is incredibly important to us, not only because, of course, we have our guests that like to travel there, but we also have a lot of employees that have families that live in the Caribbean islands. And so from the very beginning, Royal Caribbean has really stepped up from a humanitarian perspective, from taking care of our employees to delivering supplies to the islands, from partnering with islands like St. Thomas. I don't know if you've heard or not, but Royal Caribbean has stepped up and is really funding the complete restoration of Megan's Bay, which is a really well-known beach.
I love that beach.
Oh, yeah. That's great, yes. Marianne. That's great.
Yeah. So that, you know, from our employees that we were evacuating during the hurricanes, from the supplies that we've been continuously bringing over, and again, evacuating tourists and so much more, it's really been a huge effort for us. But we are excited to let the listeners know that, guess what? The Caribbean is open for business.
Yes.
And that's an important message for everyone to really hear and understand. And, you know, when you look at the Caribbean overall, there's about 50 islands in the Caribbean. And for us, in the scheme of things, as a Caribbean cruise line, the islands that were affected that we were traveling to were Key West, which we already started going back to at the end of September. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, St. Thomas, which we will have a grand reopening with our first stop there on November 10th. And then San Juan, where we're already cruising round trip out of San Juan, and we will actually be making a port of call there by December 1st. And then the same thing for St. Martin. Otherwise, all islands are open for business. And anyone that's on a cruise between now and the end of December, if you are on a stop that includes one of the islands that we're not going to until December 1st, we're replacing those islands with great destinations like St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Martin, Martinique. So you're not losing out.
Not at all. And before we came on the show, Colleen said to me, St. Kitts, there's some places that are on her list and she really wants to go to.
I've been there before, and there's a reason, because it's the greatest cruise port and the most beautiful things to see. Oh, my gosh.
It is.
Yeah, I agree.
Reggae Beach Club, that's me. You know, if you've been there, if you've been to St. Kitts, you've been to the Reggae Beach Club.
Definitely.
That's right.
But Marianne, what will you look at too is, I'm glad you said that because it's really important. It's not only about getting the ships and everything back on the schedules. It's supporting the people. And the people need that support because tourism in most countries around the world is the number one driver of their economy. And when you take something like all these destinations and you look at Puerto Rico, for instance, they need to get back into having that, you know, that income generating and everything and get back to something where they can start to rebuild their lives, basically.
That's true. And what the listeners also need to understand is that when we go back to these islands, we are taking you to places that are operable. There mm-hmm. are restaurants that are working. There are shops that are open. The beaches are open. We would never take you to islands that don't have anything to offer. So that's important to know. If we are ready to call on an island and go back, it's because they're ready for our business. And you're right. People asking all the time, how can we help? Mm-hmm. Well, they can help by going about their regular lives and going on vacation and visiting these places just like they normally would.
Exactly. And one of the things that we're asked all the time, and we know, but I want our listeners to understand, when let's say, for instance, what happened with the ships that were, let's say, at sea and the ones that were supposed to depart during the hurricane warnings for Irma, for instance?
I'm glad you brought that up, too. So here's the beautiful thing about being on a cruise during a mm-hmm. situation like this is that we have the ability to change our itineraries, modify our itineraries as needed, so we can completely avoid any kind of inclement weather or storms. So that's a beautiful thing. A lot of these poor resorts that were in these affected regions didn't have that opportunity. They did sustain damage. We, on the other hand, were able to divert and just replace with some other beautiful ports of call. Some of the people that were on the ships while this was happening, they got lucky, actually, Bonnie, because they got to stay on for a few extra days mm-hmm. and enjoy the ship. And then we worked with airlines and hotels as we brought people back to get them home safely. So, and if we had to cancel, some sailings we did cancel, we really take great care of our guests, full refunds, including discounts on future sailings. So everyone is really taken care of.
So this might be sort of an odd question or concept, but I know that, for example, we had a really bad storm here a couple of years ago, and it was interesting and awe-inspiring to look at the after effects. I mean, it sounds kind of weird, but it's sobering. And in some ways, when I think about some of these Caribbean islands, I would want to go and see and get a taste also of what really happened there. I mean, is there a way to do that, or is that just too weird to do as a vacation?
No. I think there's a lot of people that are curious. And there's also a lot of people who are interested in going and participating in some humanitarian excursions of sorts.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going to say, too, but
absolutely.
I didn't know if those were offered.
Yes, and we do have, as part of our short excursion program, we offer some that are humanitarian-based and invite guests, if they would like to do that, to, of course, participate. So you're right. It's not. I don't think it's an odd thing. I think it is, but I think it's also interesting for people when they do go back. I think it opens their eyes to see how quickly these islands are able to recover.
Mm-hmm. This is not their first,
if this is not their first rodeo. A lot of these islands have had storms impact them before, so they know the drill, and they are able to recover with the support of all cruise lines and a lot of the resorts as well. So it's important for all of us.
Well, let's get into some of the things that are happening. So we've got voted Best Cruise Line overall for 14 consecutive years by Travel Weekly. You have over 40 years of cruising. You've learned a thing or two at sea, believe me. You have hundreds of destinations, 72 countries, 6 continents to choose from. So, with all that said, let's talk about something new that's coming out, and let's get into some of these other options that people have. You have a new ship on the horizon. It's called the Symphony of the Seas. So just tell us all about her.
Oh, it's so exciting. And I think that's one of the things that I love about our company is that we are so innovative. And do you know that we even have an innovation studio in Miami where all they do is come up with creative crazy concepts of things that we could maybe put on our ships. It's pretty interesting, and a job I'd love to have, that's for sure.
No kidding. I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Well, the Symphony of the Seas, for the listeners that are familiar with Royal Caribbean, it is part of our Oasis class of ships, which is our largest ships, and actually this ship will be the largest by just a few inches compared to her sister ships. But some of the unique features of this ship will include laser tag. You're going to be able to actually enjoy laser tag on the ship. How about that?
That's fun.
Yeah, absolutely be fun. Really.
And for the kids, too,
and
right?
And for the kids.
Yeah, to let the kids in, too.
You got to keep those kids busy while you're chilling with a pina colada somewhere.
That's right. That's right. Well, we have something really new and unique on this ship, too. It's the Ultimate Family Suite. So if you are traveling with, let's say you're a family and you've got four or five kids and you want to do something that's going to keep them active, we have the Ultimate Family Suite on here. There's only one. But this suite is expansive. It's over 1,100 square feet with a balcony. That's another 200 square feet. But some of the pretty unique options in the stateroom includes a slide inside the stateroom, an actual slide. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, can you even imagine the kind of memories you're creating as a family? That's the type of thing that if you take say elementary and middle school age kids in your family on a trip like this, you'd be talking about this until they are grandparents. You know, well, remember the trip that we took when we all stayed in that awesome stateroom that had a slide in the room, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So it's got the slide. It's got a Lego wall. It even has a bumper pool table, air hockey, I think it's 85 inches, 3D television in there for movies, in-room movies. And it's got two separate master suites. So, you know, the parents or grandparents, I have to throw that in there, because if you are grandparents and you're looking to take your grandkids on a special trip that they're going to always remember, this is it. And you're going to have your own bedroom that you can kind of hide out in when the kids are having their time on the slides or on the playing air hockey or whatever it might be. So there are actually two bedrooms in here, one for the parents or grandparents, and then there's another one for the kids. So there's lots of room for everyone.
So with that said, now, if you've sailed on Royal Caribbean, especially the Oasis class, it'll have all those other things that you've been known for between the ice skating and all those different things like that. We're just adding something really, really cool into it. But your shows, your nightlife, but you on the Symphony of Seas, there's gourmet hopping with over 20 dining options on this one?
20 dining options, and the majority of those are complimentary, mm-hmm. which is great. So I can assure you that nobody will ever go hungry on this ship. So some of the fun restaurants that we're adding a Mexican restaurant, which is El Loco Fresh, mm-hmm. and also a seafood restaurant, Hooked on Seafood. We're even adding a candy store. How about that? Sugar Beach, where you can get bulk candy and pick it out and put it in bags and try that out. But there's dining for everyone, from our traditional early and late dining in the main dining room to our casual in the Windjammer, which is more of a buffet-style setup that's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then a number of other restaurants that are open throughout the ship. Some have a small surcharge because they're specialty restaurants like steakhouses and sushi, but the majority are complimentary and for you to enjoy it anytime basically that you want.
And you also have the neighborhoods, and we all love those neighborhood feels and everything. So let's touch base on that one as well.
Yeah, I love that's one thing that we did when we came out with our Oasis class of ships, for those that have not been on them, is that we realized we were building a pretty big ship, and so we needed to create something that would give it more of an intimate feeling, and we were able to do that by creating different neighborhoods across the ship. So, for instance, one of the neighborhoods is Central Park. It's in the center of the ship. just like it sounds. But this is an area that's completely open to the sky, and we have over 10,000 living plants and flowers in this area. It makes you feel like you're in Central Park in New York. It's absolutely stunning. We even have a full-time horticulturist that's there to take care of all these plants and flowers, which is pretty interesting.
It is pretty interesting. Yeah. So when does she start sailing, and can we make reservations?
Oh, thanks for asking. Yes, actually, guess what? This rarely happens, but this ship, we just announced that it's actually going to be completed earlier than expected. Yeah. So the sailings are actually starting in mid-March, and from March through the end of October, the ship will actually be sailing round-trip 7-night Mediterranean sailings out of Barcelona. So if you were thinking about maybe a Europe trip, this is the way to go.
It really is, because we think of the Caribbean, or we think of the certain destinations, but these ships do other things. So I know when you have really basically 8 ships that sail from even mainland USA, and these are ports that some of us could drive to easily from the Great Lakes. Can you tell us a little bit about the ports and itineraries that some of the other ships sail from?
Absolutely. But before I do that, I do want to just make sure that the listeners also know that when the Symphony of the Seas comes to the United States, it'll actually be home ported. It's going to be sailing out of Miami, where we're building a brand new pier facility and port. So it'll be doing 7-night Western and Eastern Caribbean. But going back to your point, Bonnie, is that you're right. You know, when we think of cruising, many times people think that they have to go to just Florida in order to cruise, right?
Right.
And sometimes airfare or drive distance, airfare can be pretty pricey depending on the time of year, and driving can be pretty long depending on where you're coming from. So we have a lot of other options for people. Do you know that we cruise year-round out of Cape Liberty, which is New Jersey?
And that is a great, believe it or not, I'm a South Jersey girl by birth. but actually, Cape Liberty is great if you want to extend that or do a pre or post. Because if you've never been to New York, it's right there. You can go and do some of the shows. You can do a lot of things, and you can really enjoy that experience. So, you know, Cape Liberty is a great terminal to go in and out of.
It really is. And we offer anywhere from 7 to 8-night Bahama sailings to Canada, New England for fall colors, all the way down to Southern Caribbean, a little longer itineraries, 9, 10, 11, and 12 nights. So you really have lots of different options, and airfare or drive distance. Airfare will be a little less, and drive distance can be definitely a little less as well. But then we also have, we actually have a couple of ships. We have the Anthem of the Seas that's sailing out of there. That's another one of our newer ships with some pretty unique features, including a skydiving simulator. We also have what's called North Star. It's kind of like think of it as the I Am in London. It's a bubble that will glass enclosed that will take you straight up about 300 feet for an incredible view of New York City, including the Statue of Liberty. So that's just one of the ships. But we've added another ship there, the Adventure of the Seas, that will also be cruising out of Cape Liberty. But Baltimore is another option. That's, again, another opportunity for not only longer Caribbean sailings, Bahama sailings, some of those fall colors, and Bermuda. So we'll be cruising on the Grandeur of the Seas, and that's also year-round. So Baltimore, again, easy to get to via a less expensive flight for the most part, or a pretty easy driving distance, too.
And then we have Galveston, Texas, New Orleans, Louisiana, obviously Orlando, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, and of course Miami. I mean, there are options out there to do. And, you know, I started the show out by talking about it's worldwide. So let's remember that these ships kind of do some different things, different itineraries at different times. But you can go internationally, you can go worldwide if you're interested in doing it. But before we run out of time, because this show goes so fast, doesn't it, Marianne?
It does. There's so much to talk about.
I know. There is something for everybody. I mean, we talk about all these kind of cool things, the family suites and everything, but because many vacations, you want to have it especially for what you're looking for. So families with children under 12, families with children over 12, honeymoon couples, those multi-generational groups, But there are working professionals with no children, the retired couples with time and they want to go someplace. And we also do with you, companies looking for a new place to hold a meeting or conference. It's something for everyone. It's not just geared towards one particular style of cruising, correct?
That's so true. And one group that I also want to mention is we call them solo travelers. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people who are, they may not necessarily even be single, but they travel alone, maybe because they have a spouse or whoever doesn't like to travel. But that's really big kind of a resurgence in the cruise industry, is that we're now constructing staterooms on our ships that are designed exclusively for single travelers. So instead of having to pay, you know, double the
right.
rate, now they just pay a single fare, which is great.
It is, and it's nice that that's out there, because there's so much to do and there's so many people to meet as well. And, and we have had some friends who say, you know, we're going to go together, but it's nice to have our own cabin. And so you're making that possible for them as well.
Yes, we are. And you know, sometimes there's several couples that are traveling together and they've got some single friends. And the mm-hmm. single friends don't, you know, they feel uncomfortable because they don't want to pay
right.
for two when it's just them. So it really opens up the door. And as you said, you know, that's the one thing about Royal Caribbean that is so wonderful, is that we do cater to every age group, whether you are traveling as a family, whether you are traveling as a single, if you are an older couple or younger couple, there's activities and amenities that are designed for everyone.
Right, and there's dining options designed that same way. There's, you know, like you said, the activities. So with all that said, and a few, like maybe minute to go, we do have a special going on with the Travel Authority right now. We have a fall special, but you have some offers out there as well, if we want to touch on those.
Yes, we have a great offer that ends actually on October 31st, and that is a buy one, get the second guest half off. That's a great deal. And mm-hmm. on top of that, if you are taking a third and fourth guest in your stateroom, they are 25% off. If that third and fourth guest happens to be under age 12 at the time of travel, we have a kids sale free.
There's a lot out there. And you know what? Colleen started this out by talking about the weather. Trust me.
The
winter,
all downhill
when from when here. Those winter coats started coming out yeah. today and things like that, and people coming in looking at each other going, seriously?
And you're starved for sunshine.
Right, and we expect this to happen on Halloween. Hello, it's happening a little earlier. It's time to be thinking about that. And we have had a lot of our clients coming in and making those reservations and keeping those, which I think is really important, because we did talk about the concerns that happened when all these storms were going through. Well, what's great about it is people have been able to keep those reservations, now feel comfortable. And as the news has been reporting, and as we have all in the industry have been reporting, the Caribbean is there. The other destinations are there. We just need to take the time, get our reservations in, because it is popular. And you don't, you know, it's not like if you wait, you get a better offer. You need to do it now to get a better value selection as well.
That's true. You are absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, Mary Ann Hessler, we have just gone crazy here. So we will thank you and have you back on this show. But thank you for also giving us the insight into all the humanitarian things that have been going on, and especially with Royal Caribbean. The company just had stepped up from day one to this, and we appreciate it. I know all the people that were helped appreciate it, and it's the thing to do, and you did it. So thanks again for joining us. Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, we're standing out there to take care of your travel at the Travel Authority. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority. Ron Pritchard in for Crystal today. And Tracy from Turtle Creek is coming in next here on News Talk 580 WTCM.